Hello, lovely listeners, and welcome back to another episode of Warn. I'm your host, Scylla Quiñones, and I'm here to explore the intricate threads of labor, self-discovery, growth, and the harsh realities of poverty. Today's episode is a sobering one, but really important. We'll be delving into a topic that affects countless lives across the globe, with a focus on the United States, of course. And that is eviction notices. Evictions are more than just notices to move. They are about people's lives being upended. Eviction notices arrive like unexpected storms, disrupting the fragile stability of those already teetering on the edge. Imagine receiving that letter, feeling the weight of uncertainty and fear, wondering where you'll lay your head next. Today, we're going to be deep diving into this topic, exploring some of the current stories going on in the media, and discussing some potential solutions to these stories. The first story on our radar is that of the families on Maui in Hawaii. As many of us are aware, our friends in Hawaii, specifically on the island of Maui, have suffered a horrendous fire. A fire which the Hawaii Power Utility Company has taken responsibility for starting. They had over 60,000 utility poles, which were outdated from, and I quote from the AP article directly, its own documents described it as built to an obsolete 1960s standard. It is such a horrific situation they've caused by not prioritizing safety for well over 50 years in the island of Maui. To compound this horrible event, eviction notices have been circulating. Yes, there are human beings who saw this disaster unfold and decided it would be appropriate to claim that the individuals affected are in breach of their leases during this crisis and uproot them. It is, in my opinion, a shameful and horrific act to be party to. Now, something incredibly important to note is that according to the Statewide Office on Homelessness and Housing Solutions of Hawaii, it is absolutely a violation of the statewide eviction mandatorium in place to protect those affected by the fires. Evictions during a time of crisis are unfortunately common, but very frowned upon. Upheaving those dealing directly with the aftermath of natural disasters is discompassionate and irrational. If you or someone you know has received an eviction notice, please contact the state landlord tenant hotline or Legal Aid Society of Hawaii. Both numbers will be in the description and listed in the show notes on Tumblr. Evictions are not isolated incidents. They're a part of a complex web of systematic issues. They reveal the chasm between those who hold power and those who are vulnerable. The issue disproportionately affects marginalized communities, perpetuating cycles of poverty that are difficult to break. This is why I cannot encourage people enough to reach out to housing advocates and seek legal representation when faced with an eviction. Now remember, after a notice to quit, if you haven't vacated the premises, then the landlord has to file appropriate paperwork with local courts. A notice to quit is not a legal document, and if it's written in any way that incites fear or to be threatening, take photos and document it. No judge is going to look favorably on such unprofessional behavior and oftentimes discriminatory behavior. Follow up with the courts directly. Having legal representation is often optional, but judges are known to rule in favor of tenants when they have legal representation versus in cases where tenants represent themselves. And if there's any local law schools in the area, that's the best way to get appropriate, affordable, if not pro bono, aka free, services to help you out. Our society needs comprehensive changes, from policy shifts to community support networks. Some places are experimenting with alternative housing models, like cooperatives and community land trusts. These innovative approaches prioritize people over profits and aim to break the cycle of evictions, because evictions don't exist in a vacuum. They're manifestations of a broken system. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Warren. Remember, the fabric of our society is woven by stories we share and actions we take. Stay compassionate, stay curious, and keep unraveling the threads that bind us. Remember to subscribe and share Warren with your friends and family. Until next time, remember that no matter how Warren we may feel, we're always capable of embracing our strength and rewriting our stories. Stay resilient. Thank you.